Hey, everybody. This is Matt from Horror Movie Night. We had an opportunity to sit down and talk with the star of the new movie, Killer Kate, Alexandria Feld. Alexandria, thank you so much for joining us on this little interview segment.
My pleasure. And it is Alexandra, no I, but that's okay.
Alexandra. There we go.
All good.
Anybody?
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Anyone who's listened to the show knows that saying any name is a struggle for me. So please do not feel personally attacked by this. So I saw the movie this morning, and it's
awesome.
It's fantastic.
Wow, thank you.
Now, I don't want to give away too much because this is definitely a movie with a lot of twists and turns, and I'd rather them see it for themselves. But I must say, you are a trooper for the amount of gooiness that has been splattered all over you throughout the film.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I feel now that that's like my signature accessory is blood.
So can you tell me a little bit about, you know, what's your relationship with horror? I know that you produced this movie as well, so I assume that you're kind of a fan, but I'm curious.
You know, it's interesting. So this is my first feature film as a producer in the huge capacity that I did on this one, and then my first feature as an actress. So as far as acting in the genre, I'm very new to it. But to be honest, this is my kind of introduction into the genre as a whole. My husband, Elliot Feld, directed and co-wrote the film, and he is a horror nut. He loves the genre. But I'm kind of a scaredy cat, so kind of a lot of the classics that I wanted to expose myself to, I would watch like during the day because I get extra freaked out at night. But coming at it knowing that I was going to be doing the movie kind of allowed me to look at things with a little bit different eye, and I really grew to appreciate the genre. And then coming out with the film, it's such an incredible community and family, the horror world. So I felt really welcomed into that, and it's something I'm really grateful to be a part of and be in now. And I would really love to have more opportunities in this genre. Killer Kate, as you know, it kind of crosses a lot of genre lines. So it also got me really interested in action as well. I would love to do a bit more of that.
Well, what I really liked about this particular movie is that while it is definitely a horror film and there is horrific moments in it, more than anything, it's a film about families.
Absolutely.
You know, it's two estranged sisters trying to reconnect, and then simultaneously another family that's out to get them for completely unreasonable reasons. But it's a delight. It's such a delight. The gore, like, you don't hold back on the gore, but you also take your time to get there. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of violence for the first 45 minutes. You're just really developing both sides of this movie. And I think that that's so interesting, is that it's not a big reveal of who the people are that are doing this. In fact, they're the first people we see on screen plotting it out. And there was a lot of cool things that your husband did to subvert expectations, but that all hinges on the performances, and everyone really brought it in this movie. The comedy works just as much as the horror.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really happy that you got that and took the time to really sit with it, because when we were in development on the script, it was really important to us that the characters, especially your lead girls and the sisters' relationship, that it be very real and very relatable. And so we kind of do sit with that and kind of learn who these people are, so that when, you know, halfway through the movie it really takes off, you care about these people, you know who they are, and the script is so great because it's very clear they're very different people, and really well developed. We had an incredible cast the script was written very well, but then once these actors got a hold of their characters, they became something even better than we could have even expected. So I'm happy to hear that you said that, especially as a fan of the genre, because I just hope people get that they stick with us and kind of see the big picture, you know, after the movie is over. It's really more than that. People keep asking kind of what genre is this movie aside from just this horror comedy. And I wish fun was a genre, because it really is just fun, you know?
Well, I was going to say, you guys, and this is going to be tough to talk about without spoiling it. So I'm going to try to do it the best way I can. Okay. But your movie goes on for a minute longer than any other movie. Like, anyone else who made this movie, it would have stopped a minute sooner. But you have this very awkward conversation, but it's also a very real conversation that if you were in that situation, you would have. And I love you guys for putting it in there.
Thank you. Yeah, that was important to us too, because there's, you know, it kind of, it's like our nod to the audience, like, we know what this is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you see a lot of these movies and you're like, okay, yeah, that's so unrealistic. The girl wouldn't go out in her underwear at night when things are scary, or that question of, you know, okay, Kate just, she's the hero. Yeah, she was kind of, it was kind of self-defense, but it was really also revenge, and that acknowledging, like, there would be more that she would have to go on to deal with after these end credits roll. And so we kind of wanted to call ourselves out on that. Like, we know, and we're still real, you know, a little bit. So
yeah, it's almost comparable in a what much more comedic way, obviously, but it's comparable to like the ending. What I love so much about the ending of Last House on the Left, where, you know, these two parents murder people out of vengeance for them killing their daughter. But, you know, Wes Craven very smartly has this shot where you see the look on the parents' faces and they realize, like, all we've done is become the same monsters that these people were, and it's not going to get our kids back.
Yeah.
But you guys kind of went in that same direction, but in a much more comedic tone with it, which I love. So you said that you did some homework kind of to prepare for this movie. It makes me curious, what were some of the movies that you either decided to watch yourself or were assigned by the director to watch? And was there any of them that really took you back as a, you know, not someone who's a big fan of the genre originally? Was there anything that you walked away going like, holy crap, that was a great movie and I'm going to watch it again one day?
Yeah. So we really wanted to make Kate this real woman. And she, you know, she is strong from the beginning, as far as her sister left. She's been taking care of her father and kind of supporting this family. But I think it's not until the end that she realized how strong she actually is. So we looked at, you know, I watched Halloween, and Jamie Lee Curtis, and that was a really big inspiration for my husband, Elliot, and the co-writer, Daniel Moya. But then also characters outside the genre, like Sarah Connor in Terminator, and, you know, Sigourney Weaver as Ridley. Those were kind of women in genre movies that we've looked at. So I'd say those were really the biggest inspirations, and also kind of played on that, not as modern, right? Kind of like that 80s, 90s kind of world. So those were the biggest ones. And of course, I really appreciate all those movies. So we'd go back and watch Halloween. I don't know that I can watch the new one, though I really want to see Jamie Lee Curtis in it, and it looks beautifully shot. But we'll see. I might have to wait till I can watch that in my living room during the day also.
Yeah, I feel like if gore gets you, you might not want to watch the new Halloween in a theater.
Yeah, yeah. My husband saw it already and loved it, and he came home and I was like, okay, tell me everything. Because if I know up front what I'm going into, then it is fine. And actually, gore doesn't so much bother me. It's more things that, like, if that could actually happen to me in real life, then it gets a little too real. But if it's got any sort of sci-fi or fantasy element, that I love.
Yeah, so a person in a mask versus like a rubber monster creature, you're a little bit more comfortable with the rubber monster creature.
Exactly. Or like the older stuff, like I really love the original Evil Dead. They're super funny to me, and those are a total gore fest, but they're also kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. The story that most of the listeners of this show know for me is that I was afraid to watch horror films until probably late middle school, early high school. So I would just watch like the black and white Universal monster movies. Like that was as far I could allow myself to watch for a really long time. So
well, that's a really great like early education. I feel like there are a lot of horror fans out there who don't necessarily watch those old black and white, even like the silent films, and what they do in those are pretty ahead of their time and really, really pretty amazing.
Oh, the early German expressionistic silent films, I think, are almost more terrifying than some of the modern ones.
Totally, because a lot of it's left to your imagination, and what's in your head is much more terrifying than anything we can show you, you know?
Well, and to kind of tie into that as well, I talk about German expressionism, and I think of something like M that humanizes a monster in a weird way. And even in this movie, to bring it back to Killer Kate, you know, I think that everyone who watches this movie, you've got your group of people that are stalking this bachelorette party. And I think everyone's going to walk away with a favorite one of those characters, just as much as they'll have a favorite one of the girls at the bachelorette party. You know, you have the one character who's just so reluctant to have to, like, he does not want to have to go along with this. And I find his character amazing.
Me too. Grant Lyon, he is brilliant. So he's a stand-up comedian in everyday life, but a really brilliant actor. And he was so much fun to be on screen with. So hard that it was like, there were moments where it was hard to keep a straight face when he was on his close-ups, because he's really great. And like you said, really likable in the movie, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of parts that'll win you over with that character, but when he's just sitting alone in the car, having a debate of like, I could just leave. I don't have to be here. Like, it's so fucking funny.
And that was kind of our like very subtle, or maybe not so subtle, nod to the scene in Ferris Bueller's
I was going to say, was it Cameron from Ferris Bueller just sitting there like, exactly. I can go. I'm going to go. That's fantastic. And I think that there's a lot of cool Easter eggs and references that are kind of hidden all over this movie and scattered all over the movie. You know, again, kudos. You made a really good, you compared it to an 80s film, and it absolutely is. It's a modern take on the type of fun movie that you would watch in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely got that grindhouse, you know, indie feel, which is what we were going for. It does take place, you know, it's a modern film, but we really love that what our composer John Hopkins did with the score. It kind of gives it that extra throwback vibe. And I think that really shot it to the next level for me, because it's almost another character in the movie, the music.
And you don't overstay your welcome either. I have a, and this is just a personal preference, but I have a real issue with like horror films that want to go past the 2-hour mark, because I feel like I feel like horror kind of needs to stay in its lane in a weird way. And like, this is like it's a quick hour 20. It hits the ground running. It develops the characters. It's funny. It pulls you in right away. And then it lets you kind of, as we said earlier, you sit with these characters and you really learn to love these characters and want nothing bad to happen to any of them on either side. Mm-hmm. I didn't want the killers to die any more than the victims in a lot of moments.
Well, that's great. That definitely is a testament to the script and you know, not diving into let's just get gory for no reason out the gate. You know, there's kind of reason behind it. And like you said, I'm so glad that you did kind of care and like the characters on both sides of it, you know.
Now, the movie is coming out and will be available on VOD pretty soon, actually. Do you have the information on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be in select theaters in the U.S. and on VOD, basically all platforms, on October 26th. So that is this Friday.
All right. Well, there you go, guys. You're looking for something to throw on right before Halloween. Killer Kate. It should be one of your primary Halloween targets right now.
Yes, please. Check it out. And if you are looking for a screening in your area, just go to killerkatemovie.com, and we've got the I think it is 6 locations on there. Otherwise, follow us on Instagram at killerkatemovie for cool behind the scenes stuff and trailers and sneak peeks and all that jazz.
And where, you know, do you know what's coming next for the people who watch the movie and they love it? and they want to follow you and Elliot's careers, what's the best way for them to know what's next in your guys' chapter with film?
So we have a couple of scripts in development right now. We're not sure exactly which one we're going to go with next, but some really great ones. There's another kind of horror, thriller, suspense drama, a little bit more serious, called The Woods, that we actually got close to shooting last year, but then we ended up shooting Killer Kate. And that's a one-woman kind of psychological vampire post-apocalyptic kind of world that I'm really, really excited about. But then a couple other great scripts Elliot and Daniel are working on. But I would just follow us, keep an eye on our Instagram. That's kind of what I keep most up to date. So I'm at Alexandra Feld and Elliot is Elliot Feld. So yeah, follow us that way.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Really great talking with you.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.